2-1-2 break. Lead pass, Celebrini moving in, shoot, star!
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Will Smith in front, he scores!
As the official ticket marketplace of the Sharks in the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Palat the drive, great save by Askarov!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Now, the San Jose Sharks Locker Room Report with Dan Rusinowski.
At the end of the season, we had an opportunity to chat with Macklin Celebrini, and the Sharks' young star had lots of thoughts about his first season in the National Hockey League. Let's get to it. Well, your first season in the National Hockey League and in pro hockey is over. I know it's just ending. You have a lot of things on your mind, but all in all, what was it like?
It was great. Obviously, get the first one under your belt, and I mean, it was a dream come true to play in the NHL, and I'm looking to get better this offseason, come back next year.
What were the biggest changes to go from college hockey to the NHL for you?
I think it's just the guys you're playing against, just the skill level, the speed, the decision making. I think you're playing against the best players in the world, so I think you just got to be on every night.
A lot of people say that their relationship to the game changes when they turn pro because they're no longer doing it for, in quotes, fun. They're doing it for a living. But you're kind of in the middle, haven't you? Haven't you always approached it in a professional way?
I think you always want to have fun with it. It's what you love to do. It's why you're doing it. So obviously there's a professional aspect where you got to kind of take it seriously. But for the most part, it's what you love to do, and you just got to enjoy it.
You're part of a group of people that are kind of a part of a torch passing, and we saw that represented by Logan Couture's announcement that he's ending his playing career because of injury. How did that experience affect you to watch that, to hear what he said, to talk about his career after it has come to an end, and how do you approach your career after hearing that?
I mean, obviously just with gratitude and just knowing how lucky I am to be playing. I know he had a long and very amazing career, all of his accomplishments and accolades and stuff, but I think you just realize that it's going to come to an end one day, and you're not going to be able to do what you love. So I think just realizing that and just not taking stuff for granted.
One of the other things that changed for you in a kind of a humorous way is that you looked across the ice and you played BC and Will Smith was over there playing against you. You never really talked to each other, and now you guys are the best of friends. Tell us about how that's developed and what that's been like for you.
Yeah, it's been great. Just getting to know him, building that relationship. He's awesome. And like you said, he was a rival for so long, but now he's a good friend, and we have a lot of fun.
Because of all of that, I mean, he was living with the Marlowe family. You were living with the Thornton family. Was there a lot of crossover between families during the year?
Not really. I mean, I'd go there. He'd come to our house once in a while, but there wasn't much crossover.
But what about the fact that you were living with a guy that's going to go to the Hockey Hall of Fame, Joe Thornton, first overall like yourself, understands everything that you are going through now. It happened 2 decades before for him. What did you get out of it?
I mean, it was great. Just being able to ask him questions and just talk to him. I mean, him and Tabea and the kids, they're so great to me and welcome me and make me feel like I'm at home and comfortable. So I think that's really important, if especially going through the first year, not really knowing what to expect, and just having to be able to go back to a home that you feel comfortable and they're so welcoming.
I hear that Tabea's cooking is unbelievable.
It is.
Tell me about what your plans are. I mean, Sidney Crosby lived with Mario Lemieux for a couple of years after he came into the NHL. He just kind of wanted to stay there. What about for you?
I think we'll see. We still are going to talk about it, but I wouldn't be afraid going back and live with them again.
Well, I wouldn't be either. I mean, you're going to learn so much.
Yeah.
What did you learn as a National Hockey League player about the guys in your dressing room? Not just Will Smith, who you spend a lot of time with every day, but, well, all the guys. But what did you learn about what being a teammate in the NHL is all about?
I think our locker room is so great. A lot of really good people. I think that's the biggest thing. It's not what you are on the ice. It's a lot has to do with who you are off the ice. And I mean, we had a great group and a great set of leaders that showed us the right way to act and carry yourself.
The reality is you won 20 games out of 82. That's not enough. You want to win a lot more. You've won every single place you've been in your entire life. Was that the most difficult part of this year?
100%. I think just losing, it's never going to feel good. And you always have more fun when you're winning. And it's also a lot easier to enjoy it and to play the game when you're winning. It's a lot more fun. So I think just we're going to obviously get there one day, but just kind of start trending in that direction.
Tell me about the process of maturity as a team. How does that work? You seem like you guys were better at dealing with the challenges toward the end of the year than you were at the beginning of the year, but how do you see that progressing?
I think our resiliency, our fight never wavered. I thought we did a good job just kind of going every night, but at the end of the day, we just didn't get it done, and obviously we had a lot of roster changes that made it a little bit more difficult. But it's no excuse. We gotta kind of go out there and find a way, and we didn't.
That is a little bit different than college hockey. You pretty much have the same roster for virtually all the season. There are a couple transfers once in a while. How did you adjust to that?
I mean, it was good. Obviously, it sucks seeing getting to know some of those guys really well and then seeing them go, but. The business side of it, and I mean, those guys that you build a relationship with, you're going to stay in touch with them and still be friends.
One advantage you've always had is that you come from a family that not only is athletic but also professionally knows how to train for professional athletes. Your dad's career in doing that is certainly well known. But now that you've gone through an NHL schedule, how much have you learned about what you have to do to train just to get through 82 games next year with the travel on the West Coast?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I was doing last summer, preparing for this, and I'm probably going to do the exact same thing this summer.
Yeah, it pretty much. Was it a big adjustment for after a few games?
I mean, I think I tried to prepare myself best I could. Obviously, there's some challenges with sleep and stuff like that, but I think physically I was as ready as I could have been.
Also, what about the fact that after about game 50 or so, you start coming to practice and you're still kind of feeling a little sore, but you got to go through practice anyway. What about that management of your body? Was it much different than what you've experienced before?
I don't really think so. I think every season in its own way is grueling and it takes a toll on your body. So I think, I don't really think I noticed much of a difference between other seasons.
How do you feel that you're a better hockey player now than you were at the start of the year?
Just the way I think the game, understanding the league and what works and what doesn't. I think just those decision making and just understanding how the game's played at this level, I think just that makes a huge difference.
Back to the Logan Couture ceremony for a moment. It was almost like a torch was being passed there, and that's what happens in the NHL from one generation to the next. How much do you reflect on that and remember that as one day you'll be a veteran passing the torch on to somebody else?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully I have a career like Cooch. He did so much for this franchise. He's going to go down as one of the best Sharks ever. And he's obviously a great role model to look up to. And I think that's the reality of it, that someday we're going to be there, and so I just got to enjoy it right now.
When you do get there, how proud are you going to be of going through everything you're going through now to finally earn that chance to try to compete for a Stanley Cup?
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, hopefully that's sooner than later where we get to that spot where we're competing every night and we're qualifying for the playoffs, and it's going to be great.
We think so, and we know so. All our best.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Macklin Celebrini for joining us today. I'm Dan Marusinowski.
This is a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.